You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals here in the Northwest. Jay Bottomley, Oil Can Charlie's with us. Two locations. Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
Question.
Yes.
Okay. Are we in the world of synthetic oil now?
Absolutely we are. It's been changing and changing every year. Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a ton of it now.
Because it used to be like, you know, it was there, but it wasn't so prominent. And now, I guess, like warranty work and stuff like that, a lot of the new vehicles are calling for synthetic.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of vehicles that come right off the line, it's specified right in there, the OEM paperwork that right. They need to be running synthetic oil.
Okay, so give me the rundown on synthetic oil. Is it really that better?
You know what? It is. It is better. And you know what? It's basically like a very cheap insurance policy for your vehicle.
Well, I like this.
Synthetic oil will handle higher heat. It'll handle colder colds, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of both in this province. So, you know, when you wake up and it's minus 40 in the morning.
Oh, that never happens. Come on.
The synthetic oil, it'll allow your engine to start. Usually conventional oil, it's going to be like thick molasses.
Yeah, well, it goes down to that viscosity thing. And it, if it flows, it's a good thing at minus 40.
Right. Yeah. You know, and a lot of people look at the price difference when they look at my oil change menu board.
Yeah.
There definitely is a price difference, but you can go almost double the mileage with synthetic oil than you can with conventional oil.
It just kind of makes sense for wear and tear on the engine and all the rest of that. Why wouldn't you want to pamper it a little bit? I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit when you do it, but I think the long-term gain is there.
Absolutely, it is, for sure. And even with people that are pulling trailers in the summer, boats, any of the like the heavy-duty diesels, right. I always recommend synthetic. Just because, like I said, it's a cheap insurance policy, basically.
But if you don't want synthetic, you can get the regular stuff.
That's right. Yeah. No, like. Honestly, the amount of synthetic oil that we're using today than we did 10 years ago is at least double.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
That does make a big difference. And like we were talking before, like, you know, in this day and age, if your warranty calls for synthetic, well, I guess you get synthetic.
That's right. And we usually typically recommend synthetic. If the vehicle comes in and it says right on the oil cap
right, yeah.
or on their specs on our computer system, we always recommend it. When it comes down to it, it's always the customer's choice.
Right. Oh, and speaking of choice, if you are thinking of getting warranty work done, like the oil change covered by warranty, it's legit. Your parts, all the filters and the oil itself is good to go.
Yes, all of our oils and filters are OEM approved, so your warranty is good with us.
Dealerships have done a good job about a little bit of fear into people that you got to have it done, but you don't have to have it done at the dealership.
No, that's true, Grant. I hear a lot from customers. Yeah, I'm almost at my 60,000 kilometers, so I'll start coming to Oil Can Charlie's soon.
Well, that's good. All right, so questions about synthetic. Your guys are trained. They can answer anything, right?
Absolutely. We do between 40 and 70 oil changes a day between the two stores. So my guys get a lot of practice.